Man, if you are not rejoicing right now, you don't have a heartbeat. This has been so fabulous today. If you've been tuned in, it's hour after hour after hour of you, dear listener, coming through and meeting every single one of our needs. Hour by hour, you've met every single one of our needs, and now just 1 hour to go. And I am Dave Vasher, joined in studio by Sarah. Sarah, first time on the mic today that I can remember.
That's right. I've been running around all day taking photo and video, but yeah, happy to jump on for a little bit this afternoon.
Yeah, and I know our listeners have been, where's Sarah? Like, where's famous Sarah? We know that she's going to be jumping on. And so you're here, but you're here to welcome our special guest for this
hour. I'm so excited that this Share-a-thon we have. Father Theo Lang with us, and so he's over at St. Anthony's in Tigard, and I got to know you, Father, when you were at St. Paul's in Silverton. I would do the music, and you were the pastor there, and I'm just really excited that you get to be with us this hour. So, today is, we've been talking about the miracle of the sun, and we're just so, I mean, what a beautiful day for Our Lady. I mean, this is her radio station, and so what a beautiful way to start today off. So, Father, we're really glad to have you here today.
Well, it's great to be here, Sarah and Dave, and what a blessing to encourage and celebrate and support the great gift and the miracle of the sun, but the miracle of KBVM and the ways that God works through this radio station to strengthen the faith in this archdiocese.
Yeah, and completely reliant upon the providence of God, the stirring of hearts that they might be moved to continue to cover the need that we have. And with that in mind, again, we talked about the fact that every hour the goal has been met. The goal for today, brothers and sisters, is that we carry nothing forward into Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And in fact, that we have the matching dollars that we need in order to be successful on those days. We are down to our last hour. $3,000 is our need for this hour. We meet it. We can put this day to bed, put it in a box, put it away, and celebrate the fact that we have done everything that we needed to do today. It's a mountain to climb, though. $3,000, it's a mountain to climb. And so I wanted to ask you, Father, would you please lead us in an opening prayer that the hearts of many might be stirred to help us during this time?
Sure. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, on this anniversary of the miracle of the Son, the great miracle of 1917, October 13th we just thank you, Lord. We praise you. We praise you and bless you and glorify you. And we just ask, Lord, that you provide us all that we need. And we thank you, Lord, for your grace. We ask the intercession of Lucia and Francisco and Jacinta to be with us. And we just ask that you bless all of those hearing, those listeners, those who are in their cars or at their home or on the Hail Mary Media app through the internet. Mm-hmm. You're welcome. We're blessed that you're with us. You're connected with us. And we just ask God's blessings upon you in your life and in your grace. And please support. We pray, Lord, that people will support this wonderful ministry that is your work and for the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
And you got to love that. And look, what is the likelihood that we're going to hit this? Make our goal for this hour, make our goal for this day, when there is chaos ensuing all around us. The evil one seems to be having his way. There's violence surrounding us. The culture seems to be turning in a particular way with sin, abortion, and all of the things that are happening around us. And yet, again, as is testified to through the shooting of St. John Paul II, a bullet that should have gone in a particular direction changes direction, and nobody can explain how it's done. It's only by the grace of God, and so we are counting on that grace to carry us through to this hour as well. People of faith, dear listeners, do the thing that God has raised us up to do, to continue to shine light in the darkness in a world that seems to be rejecting us in every single way, and yet God's grace shines through, and we anticipate that it will shine through during this hour as well.
Absolutely. Well, we've got that $3,000,
yeah,
for this hour. So let's hear the phone ring. Call 888-823-5286. You can also go to materdeiradio.com or the Hail Mary Media app. If you've ever had the pleasure of hearing Father Theo preach at an event or go to a mass where he's been your pastor, maybe. Or you were the Knights of Columbus chaplain.
Ooh. Bells are ringing. My goodness.
God. We love the bells. Every
Father
time a bell
shows up and the bell starts ringing.
There you go. We've been talking about that today.
Bell goes ring-a-ding-ding, 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 ring-a-ding-ding.
Now, wait a minute. I bet Father Theo could nail this thing, right? Now, are you familiar with the Frank Sinatra?
I would love to learn from you.
Okay.
Because I can learn quickly.
It's a ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding. It's like one of the most incredibly fabulous putting together of words ever in the history of music. No, it's pretty simple. Ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding. So let's do it one more time, Aaron, and Father Theo can sing along this time.
And the bells go ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding.
Bam! There you
well
go.
Done.
That was fabulous.
Wow. Dave,
look,
you're
that
on a roll today. You're just making everybody sing. I've never seen this before.
No. It's creating a joyful noise. It's a great way to celebrate. Have to do it.
That was very good, Father.
Very good.
That's the most successful.
Bishop Peter sang that O'Danny
boy. That's true. Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
Dave's just been making everybody sing today, so well done for going along with that.
Everyone who's supposed to be our guest tomorrow just canceled.
Hopefully not our list.
Yeah, right.
Well, it looks like we have some thank yous. Rolando is back in studio.
Indeed we do. We have some thank yous. We'd like to thank Barbara from St. Joseph in Salem.
Barbara, thank you.
Pray for her health. Barbara, we are very grateful for your generous donation. We'd also like to thank Huberto from St. Mary's in Mount Angel.
Oh.
Prayer for his family as well. Thank you to them.
That's my home parish.
That's right. And Miguel from St. Alice in Springfield. So pray for them and their intentions. Thank you very much.
I love that.
Wonderful. Well, as I was saying before we got that great bell ringer, Father, you were the chaplain for the Knights of Columbus for a long time. And so maybe we have some Knights of Columbus out there who would like to call in. I know they do so much to support our ministry as well throughout the week and the year, but especially during Father Theo's hour, we'd love to hear from you. Father, we just have this great theme throughout Share-a-thon of rejoicing and hope. And as we said before, today is the anniversary of the miracle of the sun. And so we've really been reflecting today about Our Lady and how she leads us to Christ. I mean, that was, you know, the whole purpose of Fatima, but also our whole purpose here at the radio station. So maybe you can just speak a little bit about how can Mary really help us come closer to Christ and how can she show us that hope that we find in Christ?
Well, I think Mary's maternity could be articulated in kind of looking at it as a teacher, but as a guide. And oftentimes I'll tell people who are trying to learn about Mary's role in the universe and in the church, and they're uncomfortable maybe with some of the language that the Catholic tradition uses. And so I'll just say, well, look, let's start here. Ask Jesus to help you love Mary as much as he does.
Ooh,
you know?
Love that.
And so you start there, you know, ask Jesus to help you love his mother as much as he does. And then in that context of love, it's amazing what happens. The spiritual writers are so clear that Our Lady amplifies your love for Jesus. So Jesus like helps you love his mom the way that he loves her, and then she in turn with her spiritual power, you know, helps us love Jesus even more. And so that's what the spiritual writers clearly have articulated throughout the tradition, and I think the lived experience of the believer is that Mary helps us love Jesus more. Like she just takes that devotion and that affection and that love and she just amplifies it. And so her spiritual maternity is really powerful because it is deeply connected to our ability to love Jesus. And that's what we want to do. We want to love Jesus. We want to serve Jesus. We want to be all about the work of Jesus. And the message of Fatima was so clear. Return to my son, the Lord Jesus. You know, God's ways are powerful and they're beautiful. They're healing and they're restorative. And the work of Our Lady is integral to that unfolding in salvation history and in history itself.
Love that. And look, when you honor Our Lady, Jesus smiles on that, right? Imagine someone honoring your mother and you respond in any other way than just being so thankful that that person would honor your mother. We put a radio station on the air in Indianapolis, Indiana many years ago, and the Archbishop there, Archbishop Tobin, who's now a cardinal in New Jersey, he told the story. He said, I'm here at this fundraiser I want Catholic Radio here, and I want to tell you why. He was the head of a religious order based in the Vatican, but he had houses that were in the Middle East. And one of the houses was being attacked over and over again by a militia of Muslims. And he reached out to the local imam, and he asked for a meeting as the head of this religious community. So he goes in and meets with the imam, and the imam says, I want to tell you why I'm agreeing to meet with you. He said, I had an issue come up, and one of the people in our faith asked me for help, and I could not figure out how I was going to help that person. I was driving to their home, and I couldn't figure out any way to help them, so I decided to turn on the radio. Well, when I turned on the radio, there was a program about Mariam on the radio, and I listened, and I thought, you know what? I'll ask Mariam for help and ask for wisdom on how I should help this family that's in need. Turned off the radio, asked Mariam, and he said, it occurred to me immediately how I should help this family. Out of respect for Mariam, I am meeting with you today. Mm-hmm. So the head of the religious order, now Archbishop Tobin, and he met. They hammered out a deal that that area was never attacked again. Wow. It was protected from that moment forward. His community was able to do the work that they were called there to do, to serve the poor, all out of respect for Mariam. And Archbishop Tobin said, you never know who's listening to this Catholic radio station.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was a Catholic radio station that this imam was listening to,
wow.
A Catholic program, but that connection with Our Lady opened that door. He said, always be aware that there are people listening to Catholic radio that you would never guess are listening and are having their lives changed forever because of the program and that commonality with Our Lady.
And Dave, that story is powerful because Fatima was one of the daughters of Muhammad.
Yeah.
And so there's a connection there, and reminded me of a pilgrimage I did with Abuna Jonathan, now Abete, the founder of the Maronite Monastery in Washington.
Right.
And we were at Harissa, a Marian shrine there. And I was with a bishop and Abuna, and we were there praying at this Marian shrine. And the vast majority of people that came to us for blessings were from the Muslim faith. And they had great devotion for this woman. This woman.
Wow.
And so Archbishop Fulton Sheen saw that as somewhat providential there, as a sign of hope for the fulfillment of the messages of Fatima and the promise of Our Lady for world peace. And that's what Our Lady desires, world peace and peace in our hearts and peace in our families. And it starts with the ability of the human heart to love Jesus and to love one another. And Our Lady is integral to that. You know, the classic saying is just basic and true. No Mary, no Jesus. And we want Jesus.
Wow. Well, that's beautiful, Father. I am sure everyone is listening to these beautiful stories and wanting to just sit back and listen. But we also need you to call. We're about to go into a break. And so we'd really love to hear that phone ring. We really got to get going on this $3,000 goal. This is our last hour for today of the Share-a-thon. We have been meeting all our goals all day, and we need to hit this one. So please call during the break, 888-823-5286, or go to the Hail Mary Media app or materdeiradio.com.
I want to make sure Cardinal Tobin was the head of the Redemptorist.
Okay.
And so I just wanted to make sure that religious order was put in there. 888-823-5286. That is call number two, looking for 9 individual gifts. We are 2 in, looking for 7 more. 7 perfect gifts is what we're looking for. 888-823-5286. We'll be right back. We are so thankful for this next 37 minutes. It could not be more perfect. The fact that so many of you have already participated is so fantastic, but I have to tell you, stopping to give thanks right now for those of you who have not yet given your gifts of support, because we need your help during this next now 36 minutes. All we have to do is successfully complete this hour, make our goal $3,000, looking for 9 individual gifts. We're 3 in, looking for 6 more, but here to help us knock it out of the park, Father Leo Lang. Father Lang, tell us a little bit about your parish. Now, we know you're parochial vicar at St. Anthony's Parish there in Tigard. How long have you been there?
I got there in July. And so
July.
This has been an incredible gift to work under Father John Henderson. He's an incredible pastor. He's deeply loved by the community. And something that I've been really blessed by is his love for the Lord. And he's going on retreat with a group of men this weekend for an Acts retreat.
Oh, wow. Yes.
And he's just really gifted in communicating faith in Christ and relationship with Christ. It's a big community. It's a growing community. Spanish, English, Vietnamese. We have a Pacific Islander community that's starting to grow. We have a Filipino community. It really is kind of an epicenter of faith. Ethan.
Yeah.
And there's a rose garden there by Our Lady of Louvain, and there's a rose dedicated to him, and the title under it is, you know, to Father John, God's gift to us.
Oh,
and I would say that he's been a gift to me to learn from him. He's very gifted at communicating the message of faith, and it's been very powerful and life-giving and healing and hope restoring for me to serve with him.
Look at Father. Wow. Now, Father Theo, when you see him, Jesus is all over him. Like, you could just see Jesus. And then for him to say that about Father Henderson, I mean, what a wonderful man of God he must be. Thank you for being here, and thank you for your vocation, Father. Thanks for saying yes.
Oh, no, that was the work of Our Lady. It really was. And so many people helped along the way. So many people with young adult ministry, youth ministry, faith formation. KBVM was a huge part, you
Praise
know, when I was a
God.
Young adult, listening to KBVM, Catholic Answers.
And, yeah.
So I just feel like my vocation was born and raised in the context of faith in this archdiocese. And I love this archdiocese, and I believe God's gifted us with a great bishop and pastor, and he has a spiritual vision for us, and we want to get really involved with helping that come to fruition. So we just give thanks to God, and we give thanks to God for the donors. We certainly need support, and this is a very generous community of faith. We're small in Oregon. We don't have, you know, 40% of the population, but we have a beautiful church, beautiful people, and they're very generous.
Absolutely. Amen. I think that's one of the things people are surprised about when they come here, and they just say, wow. I mean, yeah, there's not a lot of us, but everyone is so dedicated. They're so generous, and everyone's so interconnected. It's a very small...
Bam, there we go.
It's a very small world, and so we're so thankful for that call, for everyone who has been giving so far, but we've still got to reach that 3,000. So please give us a call, 888-823-5286, or go to the Hail Mary Media app or materdeiradio.com. And Father, like you said, I mean, there's so much we want to help support, you know, with Archbishop Sample, and also, you know, all the ministries going on in Southwest Washington, all these amazing parishes that we have. And we really try as much as we can to really just support all the things that are happening in our local area. And you talk about vocations. I mean, we've heard those types of stories, and thank you for sharing, you know, that Mater Dei Radio had an impact on you, because I think that's good for us to remember that, you know, we see the fruit in so many areas, but especially in vocations. And so, you know, for those of you listening, you're really investing in the future of our local church when you give to Mater Dei Radio. And that brings me a lot of hope, I think, just to hear those testimonies and to look to the future and what we want to do. So along those lines of hope, that like I said, that was our theme for the week. And what does it mean to you, Father, to really reflect on having hope and rejoicing in hope? Why is the rejoice part important when you think about hope? It's I think sometimes maybe we suffer silently, and maybe hope things will, or I don't know, hope or wish things would get better, but we're not really rejoicing in hope. So maybe you could reflect on that a little bit for us.
Wow, thank you, Sarah. That's a profound question. I'll think
put
about
you on the spot
it.
Here.
Yeah, well, no, it's great. St. Paul says, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice.
Amen.
And what is our hope? Our hope is in the name of the Lord. Our help is in the name of the Lord. Our hope is in the Lord Jesus. So we are a people of hope. And hope for us is deeply connected to faith. You know, we were given the gift of faith, which we're so grateful to God for. Faith is an incredible gift from the Lord. It helps us in good times and in bad, in sickness and in health, you know, until death do us part. Faith opens up the gift of eternal life and new horizons of new beginnings and possibility of change and growth. And it requires us to be optimists in a certain sense, to have hope in the Lord. To hope against all hope, as it were. And that's a gift, that's a movement of the Holy Spirit in our lives. So we have hope because we know we've been through the death and the resurrection of the Lord. Like, our lives are deeply immersed in the death and resurrection of the Lord. We might be experiencing the cross at a certain moment, we might be experiencing suffering, but we know, and that's a powerful word, biblically speaking, we know that the resurrection is coming. And so we have hope in God, and we have hope in the power of grace, and so we are a people of hope. You know, and it defines, in a certain sense, who we are. And hope is a powerful virtue, humanly speaking. When you have hope in your heart, you are equipped for success. But when you don't have hope, it's tough. I mean, it's tough to get out of bed sometimes when you don't have hope. But we are a people of hope, and our hope comes from that faith. And when faith is alive and hope is deepened in the Lord, then we're free to love. And that's kind of the bingo, bango, bongo baby of religion, right? Yeah, I mean, the blazer reference there. You know, I mean, that's it. We want to be people of love. I mean, deep down, mm-hmm. people want to be loved and to love. And really, the freedom of the human spirit is when we're able to love. Mm-hmm. And hope opens up the doors so much wider for us to be people of love, as Jesus says, love God and love others.
Mm. You know, and the world tries to convince you, right? The world tries to convince you that if you follow this path, you're going to have enjoyment. You're going to have joy. You're going to have hope. You're going to see a future that is bright because you get to do whatever you want to do without any limitations, without anyone telling you what to do. And then it quickly falls apart. And when it falls apart, and I think that's where we're at in our culture, young people have said, my goodness, you lied to me. You told me that I was going to have joy. You told me that I was going to be able to have this bright future doing the thing that I want to do. You lied to me. Now I have to find something that actually brings me that hope. And the church is shining through, and we're seeing the results of that.
Exactly. I think a lot of young people are turning back to the Lord.
Yeah. It's the great new rebellion.
Exactly. I mean, at St. Right. Anthony's, we're busting at the seams
yes.
with people joining the church and wanting to learn more about the faith and getting caught up on their sacraments. I pray for the staff there because, yeah. I mean, the numbers are out just almost unmanageable,
yes.
which is a grace. I mean, praise the Lord.
Yeah.
But there is. I think there is kind of a spiritual awakening the Lord is doing, and people maybe have hit rock bottom to a certain extent culturally. But we know that there's something more. We can't keep going on like this. And so I do believe that a lot of people are experiencing hope
mm.
and the solidness of life in Christ,
mm.
you know, the solidness, you know, build your life on rock, not on sand.
Yeah.
And sand might be quick and easy, but it doesn't last.
Yeah.
And so that might be what we're experiencing is that, you know, a quick, fast culture builds a life on sand and it does erode. But we want to build our life on the rock of Christ, and have mm. that strength. And I think that's what a lot of the young men and women are seeing, is that in the Catholic tradition, there's that strength. 2,000 years built upon the Jewish tradition, 2,000 years of firm wisdom accompanying us.
Mm. Yeah, the world, the flesh, and the devil always bring their best before God brings his best. Don't get too impatient. Wait for it. Talking about being impatient, we've got some thank yous to give. We don't have to wait at all.
That's right. We have some thank yous. We'd like to start off by thanking Mike from Our Lady of the Lake in Lake Oswego.
Ooh.
Very
thank
nice.
You Love that. Yeah.
Donation. We'd also like to thank Father George from St. Francis of Assisi.
Father
thank
George. You. Oh, What a wonderful priest. He's
yes.
amazing.
And he asked us to pray for his brother, Michael.
Nice.
We will
so
do
we
that,
got Mike
Father.
And
thank
Michael.
You so much. Yeah. And I'd like to thank my parents.
Oh, look at that.
Wow.
Very good.
Thank you, Mom and Dad, for your generous gift as well. She says to pray for her son, me.
their son, oh, that's wonderful.
That's
who's
great.
About to be ordained a deacon.
No, that's right.
Oh, for that reason. I was going to say you need all the help you can get this
that's
week.
That's true.
But we'll pray for your diaconate ordination too.
12 days from today, right? I mean, we're nipping at the heels of that thing. Your ordination coming straight up.
That's right.
God, I love that. Bam, and
that'll
the online
joyful
gift.
Day. Joyful day.
You know what? That thank you, Rolando. Here's the thing. That's the fifth gift as we heard that online gift come in. And guess what that means, Sarah and Father? We're down to four.
Four.
What do
four
we do
gifts.
When we have four gifts that are needed? We ask for them, the first one, in honor of the Father. The second one, in honor of the Son. The third, in honor of the Holy Spirit. And then we put a big old bow on it when we give a gift, when we get a gift, in honor of Our Lady. So we're asking for that now. To get us, we were looking for nine gifts to get started. We are now at five. Nine less five is four. My math is right. So we're looking for four. One, the first one, in honor of the Father. 888-823-5286. 888-823-5286. Then we're going to ask for one in honor of Jesus. Then one in honor of the Holy Spirit. And then one in honor of Our Lady. You can do that by calling. You can also do that by going online and making your secure gift at materdeiradio.com or on the Hail Mary Media app, 888-823-5286. Let me talk about the benefit of the phone, though. Now,
yes.
I know that that's not available to everybody and that many people need to go on the line online to give their gifts, and we're very thankful for that. But when that phone rings, you talk about bringing joy to a
it's
group
so
of people.
It's so exciting.
Now, we don't know what that gift is. We have no idea what the amount is. But we know when that phone rings that someone has said yes. And in this case, we know that someone has said yes not only to giving a gift to Mater Dei Radio, but to giving a gift to Mater Dei Radio in honor of God the Father. Oh, now, yeah. I'm going to ask you, Father, this is a hard one, but the Father of us, I mean, look, my goodness, his love for us is so great. His generosity, so fantastic. He sends his only son, Jesus. A lot of us struggle imagining God the Father. Mm-hmm. You know, we can imagine Jesus. We have an image in our minds, even the Holy Spirit, and of course, Our Lady. But I think the one that we struggle the most kind of imagining is the Father. And many times we get it wrong and we make him more like human fathers, you know, abusive or strong, you know, wanting to get us in trouble. And thanks be to God, we've got Jesus who holds his hand back. No, God the Father loves us. And so how would you describe God the Father to the listener, how they might come to an understanding of who he is?
Well, I think St. Ignatius of Loyola, the founder of the Jesuits, a wonderful religious order throughout history, and he had a mystical experience. What he communicated was an insight into the moment of creation. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it left him speechless, and it kind of impacted and changed his soul. Mm-hmm. And so if you want to know about the Father, look at the beauty of a sunset. Look at the beauty of the sunrise. Look at dogs. I love dogs. Look at animals. Aww. Look at God is the creator. In the creed, we appropriate creation to the Father in the creed. And so God is origin and source. Father is origin, source, and destination. Life flows from the Father. Life returns to the Father at the Mass. We are praying to the Father through the Son in the Holy Spirit. So we're returning the origin of love and life back to the Father in the Holy Mass through Christ. Oh, so if you want to know the Father, I think of him as creator, origin, source, origin of life, a safe place to feel at home always. Jesus says, in my Father's house, there are many mansions, many rooms. I'm going to come and bring you there.
Yeah.
So I think if we use that biblical understanding and the creed, we understand that the beauty of the Father is like St. Ignatius tried to describe, it's undescribable.
You know, and the scripture says that the Father is the Father by whom every other father is named, and you image him well. So thank you very much for that, Father.
Well, you're very kind and generous. We give thanks to God for the Father. And if you're a St. Joseph fan and you want to dedicate it to St. Joseph, we'll allow that too.
Amen to that.
Well, there we go. Call, you know, we don't need to limit ourselves to four more gifts. I mean, we can get the five. Yeah. So it's Rolata just came in with an update. 8:50 in for the hour, so that's 21:50 left to go. 2,150. Okay. So, thank you for that gift.
Okay.
We have about 23 minutes left. We have a hard break at 7 o'clock, so we really need to get those phones ringing. You know, you're talking about the joy that phone ring brings. Yeah, yeah. And those volunteers are just sitting around. They're eating all of the wraps that Suzanne brought, and I really want one. So you need to call in because they really want to answer the phones, but they're just eating the wraps, and they need to be busy answering phones. So please give us a call. Make those volunteers happy. They love talking to you and getting your pledge. So please call 888-823-5286. And of course, you can also go online to materdeiradio.com or the Hail Mary Media app. But I really want to hear the phone ring.
Yeah. Amen to that. And we got that gift online, which was the gift in honor of the Father. So we're looking for a gift in honor of Jesus. 888-823-5286. 888-823-5286. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. We'll give you an update on the other side. But please, let those phones ring. Give that gift in honor of Jesus, the one in honor of the Holy Spirit, and the one in honor of Our Lady at 888-823-5286. We'll be right back. And we are back down to 17 minutes left in this hour. We are nipping at the heels of this thing. We are looking for 9 individual gifts. We have 6 in. We need 3 more. We got that. We asked for that gift in honor of the Father. That one has come. Looking for a gift in honor of Jesus, then one in honor of the Holy Spirit, and then one in honor of Our Lady. And brothers and sisters, I truly believe if we can get those 3 gifts in, we're going to cover our need for this hour, $3,000. We're going to need one of you coming in at that bell ringer level, $1,000. Is that in your wheelhouse? Now, here's the thing. I'm asking all of you if it's in your wheelhouse. Guess what percentage of our listeners can give that $1,000 gift? It's about 4 or 5%. It's not a gigantic percentage of our listeners who can give that $1,000 gift. Well, if that's you, dear brother, if that's you, dear sister, how about giving that gift in Thanksgiving that you're among that 4 or 5%? I mean, because quite frankly, if someone asked my wife and I to give $1,000, we could not do it. That's not in our wheelhouse. I can give you $50. I can give you $100. Those are our level of gifts that we can give, and we're happy to give them. But if you are in that position where the Lord has blessed you by that degree that you could give that level of a gift, would you please prayerfully consider doing that right now? It would make all the difference in the world for us. 888-823-5286, 888-823-5286. You know, the scripture says God calls those things that aren't as though they are. Now we've got Rolando coming into the, and we're ringing a bell. Like, the Lord knew what our need was. He always does. So thank you for that bell ringer. Sounds like Pat Ryan is out there. That's a loud voice out there. 888-823. Ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding. Bam! That's, there you go.
I gotta miss the bam part. Yeah. I gotta get the next time.
All right, one more time for Father
bam!
Theo.
Bam!
Yeah. One more time for Father Theo.
And the bells go ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding. Bam!
Bam! There you go. There you go.
All right. Nice.
Great. Thank you.
We're hitting that thing. That's good stuff. I don't know who came up with that. Oh, it was me. I really like that. Yeah. So, 888-823-5286. Rolando, we've got that bell ringer coming in, so we're nipping at the heels of our overall goal as well.
Close.
Okay, very good.
But we would like to thank first and foremost Mark from St. Joseph in Vancouver. Asked for prayers for his son Brian during this time of his life, so we'll definitely be praying for him, and enjoys the programming and likes the staff on the radio.
Gotta love it. Yeah. There you go.
He's got good taste.
Also, I'd like to thank Kathleen from St. Anthony and Tiger.
Oh, very nice.
There you go. Kathleen, God bless you.
She loves hearing Father Theo on the radio. So.
Gotta love that. So
wonderful.
Do we.
Thank you, Kathleen.
And that was before she heard you do the bam. Now she's like, exactly. Man, he's more than I thought. Here we go. We have 13 minutes left, and here is the skinny. We are still in need of three individual gifts. That's the big thing. I believe if we can get those three gifts, the one in honor of Jesus, the one in honor of the Holy Spirit, and then the one in honor of Our Lady, I think that'll put a bow on our need for this hour. We can leave this day. Put it in, I keep wanting to say a box, but it's not a box. When you finish the thing, you put it in what? An envelope? You put it in?
Wrapping paper?
I don't know.
Wrap it up with a bow.
You wrap it up with a bow. And then you put it away, and then we go on to the next days. But here's the thing about this day. It's not really just about the needs. We need to raise these dollars to have sufficient dollars as matching pledge dollars going into Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Today is Make a Match Monday. That means every dollar you're giving is going to be used as matching pledges for Tuesday through Friday, which then really dictates the success of those days. So we really are in a place where we've got to have those last three gifts, need to have them. One in honor of Jesus, the Holy Spirit, and Our Lady, and put a big old bow on today.
So we just got an update, 8:50 left for this hour.
Okay.
So I know we can do that. We're getting close, but we got to have you call in or give online. 8:50 left.
And maybe you're a person of faith. You know, you may not be in the Catholic tradition right now. You're a person of faith, and you appreciate the importance of building a culture of faith on the radio and in a visible world. And we work together. We're partnering with a lot of different faith groups to build a culture of faith. So maybe you're listening to KBVM now and you don't participate in the Catholic tradition right now, but you are a person of faith and you value faith. Maybe this is your opportunity to partner with us in building a culture of faith. And so that's 888-823-5286, 888-823-5286. And we have to support each other's ministries because, you know, fundamentally we're all together
bam.
And we're building that community of faith, which will be a great blessing for not only Oregon, but for the whole world.
That's the call in honor of Jesus. Now, isn't that interesting that the phone call comes in honor of Jesus as you're speaking to the entire body of Christ, not only those who are formerly members of the Catholic Church, but those who have a relationship with Christ and are interested. Maybe their curiosity is being piqued by listening to Catholic radio, and that phone call comes in honor of Jesus. Now looking for that gift in honor of the Holy Spirit, and then one in honor of Our Lady with 11 minutes to go, and such a fabulous day having met all of our goals, but now $850 away from hitting this hour's goal, and then going away from this day, even Stephen. I think that's how you say it. I don't even know what it means. Like, why is it called even Stephen?
I think
like, what does Stephen have to do with this thing? It makes no sense.
I think just because
it
rhymes.
Yeah, oh,
it rhymes.
That's it. Rhymes, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, poor Stephen.
Yeah.
Why does he get dragged into this?
Yeah,
all the
my
time?
Goodness. He got talking about getting dragged into it. He got
speaking
he,
of
yeah.
being dragged in off the air, ladies and gentlemen. This your lovely host Dave Asherus was trying to ignite a theological war.
Yeah, right.
That is, you know, we're gonna use it to the good Lord's and this radio station's advantage. So we do want to get one call in honor of the Holy Spirit. We do want to get that lovely call in honor of Our Lady.
Absolutely,
but. You know, you could also write in the comments section where you stand on this very serious, serious topic.
So serious. Yeah.
Are you a Star Wars or a Star Trek? I think we need to settle this right now in the next 10 minutes.
Is there really a dispute about this?
You asked the question, Dave. You started this whole thing.
Don't pretend like you don't know what I'm talking about.
I'm just trying to give Brenda the answer. Yeah. She still won't do it. So give me the answer.
I'll tell you what. Look, if we get to this goal, this hour, before we have to go to the hard break, I'll let you know something.
Okay, good. Okay, let's do that. So we're going to hear the answer. I've been waiting for 4 years.
You're going to fall for that? She just said, I'll let you know something.
Oh, something. The answer.
The something could be anything.
Oh, she's bad at this. Look, here's the thing. We need $850. Guys, have you seen how crazy this is? You know, when you're looking, I know that people are contemplating this. The Lord is stirring the hearts of people to give. But the economic stuff is so out of control. This need to just grab everything a material good, exactly the thing that the scripture warned us against. Here's an example of it. Have you guys heard this? Elton John. You guys familiar with the Elton John, the singer Elton John? He bought his. This is the excess. It's just so nutty. He bought his pet rabbit a treadmill. Mm. Yeah, it's a little fit bunny. It's a little fit bunny.
Okay, if for no other reason than to get
it's a little fit
stop
bunny.
Please call in and help us.
That's
out
ridiculous.
Just for that reason.
That's ridiculous. Why would that? What does that have to do with anything that we're doing right now?
Nothing at all.
Nothing.
You know, and as ridiculous as we are getting, you need to join us at this hour on Friday because boy, we've got a long week ahead. But what we are doing is focusing on this hour. This is the hour that matters. This Monday is the hour that, you know, we are here right now. We are here with Father Theo. Dave, you're here. I don't know what Erin is doing over here, but he keeps giggling to herself. Sarah's been running in and out. She's got video. She's going to get so much of this recorded. I've been following on the line. Yeah. Dana Marie Hale. Oh. Boy, she has been following everything been going on here at Mater Dei Radio. And what is going on is a goal that we are trying to get to. What did we say? What is our remainder?
We need $850.
$850. We've got 8 minutes left. 8 minutes left in this hour. What portion can you take? If we can get to this $850 before the top of the hour, we'll call this day complete.
Amen.
God will pat all of us on the head, said, good job, my little ones. And that way we can go into the rest of this pledge drive ready for what is ahead. We've got to finish this day strong. There is not going to be another time. We have met every one of these goals today, and we are not going to let this hour. We are not going to let Father Theo go home and go, we almost. We don't want to call almost.
No.
His name's Father Theo, not almost. Right? So,
yes,
please.
Yes, have mercy. Yeah, maybe you're in a prayer group, a charismatic prayer group, and you want to make a gift in honor of the Holy Spirit, or you're a fourth degree Knight of Columbus.
Mm.
You know, the emblem for the fourth degree of the Knights of Columbus is the Holy Spirit coming down upon the earth, and maybe your fourth degree group would like to make a donation.
Oh, bam! There's the one in honor of the Holy Spirit.
Excellent. Right, exactly. In honor of the Holy Spirit. The Knights of Columbus support so many charities around the world and around our diocese, and I know some of the councils do support Mater Dei. So if that's your council, go ahead and call in and make that donation. 888-823-5286.
Bam! The call in honor of Our Lady.
888-823-5286.
Father, you're a pro with that number. Look at that. That's amazing.
I thought the little fit bunny thing was going to do it, but it wasn't. He starts talking about Jesus. He gets a call. He talks about the Holy Spirit. He gets a call. He talks about
that
Our Lady. He gets
do
a call.
It.
That must be what you need to do.
That's it.
Yeah.
That is. There's something about that.
That's the formula.
You know
You know what? We're going to, now, I want, Sarah, I'm going to ask you.
What?
You got to go out to them. Tell them, we need to know when we hit that goal, because here's the thing.
I know.
Brenda is going to tell us Star Wars or Star Trek. 888-823-5286 after 4 long years, 6 minutes left. 888-823-5286. Now, Father, you and I were talking about this. You're pretty strongly in the Star Wars camp. There's a whole theology of the Jedi.
Yeah, I'm not overly familiar with it, but I do see a lot of parallels between like the Jedi and like the monks and the Force and God's grace. And I think there's a lot of authors who have written on that, and I would defer to them. But yeah, it's intriguing to think about. I always find Star Wars or Star Trek very captivating. And I mean, maybe Brenda, it's neither. I mean, maybe it's neither. I mean,
oh,
that
no.
could be a valid.
Is there another
that
choice?
Could be a valid
no, no,
view,
no.
You know?
That is
okay,
not a
that's
choice.
That's not an option. That's not an option.
No, no, no. Everyone has to pick a side. 888-823-5286. Captain Picard grew grapes. That's kind of what, and they turn it into wine, like Jesus. But he did it miraculously. Captain Picard was just through the ground doing it naturally. 888-823-5286. 888-823-5286. That's a gift coming in online there. By the way, we're looking to raise that last $850 so that Brenda finally has to fess up. Is it Star Trek or is it Star Wars? 888-823-5286. More importantly, and this is what's crazy. If you think about this on a serious moment, you sit down at the beginning of the, before, when you're getting ready for this on-air pledge drive, and you look at what is needed on Monday to raise for matches so that we can be successful Tuesday through Friday. We started out this morning needing all of that. We met all of our goals down to $850, and we'll have every dollar that we need in order to make those matches for the next days so that those days are successful. That's literally how close we are. Now we're calculating those last gifts in. So it's amazing. 4 minutes left.
4 minutes. What portion can you take? 888-823-5286. That is the number to call. Go on
Bam,
the line.
There we go.
MatraDayRadio.com. Or on the Hail Mary Media app. Boy, I can see this caller ID that's coming in. Looks like you're getting some more support there from St. Anthony's.
We are
looking for something. We are looking to get to a goal, and St. Anthony's is getting us there. 888-823-5286. Rolando is in with some thank yous and an update.
All right. Thank you so much. We have Susan to thank from St. John the Apostle in Oregon City. Also, we would like to thank Lindsay from St. Anthony's in Tigard.
Very nice.
Thank you, Lindsay.
She would like us to pray for her great uncle, and she thinks Father Theo is amazing.
Wow, we're in agreement with you. That's
and good. We get to thank Father George a second time.
Again,
look at Father George.
Oh, wow.
Thank you, Father George, and God bless you and your parish and your ministry.
Well, yeah, Linda, how are
God
we doing?
You.
Are we close? Because we've got to hit this goal now at the top of the hour, because we've got questions we need to ask Brenda, and we need a blessing from Father. So,
well, I would love to like to share with you all that we have exceeded
our
goal.
Oh, there we go!
Thanks be to God.
Yes.
Our matching Monday has been met. We have the matching pledge dollars that we need. Now, obviously, if you keep calling, we're going to have some additional dollars. We'd love to hear from you. 888-823-5286. Now that takes care of that part. Brenda.
Okay.
Come on now.
All right.
Come on.
Wait, what was the question?
Star Trek or Star Wars?
Star Trek. Okay. I've been thinking about this because this is very important, right?
Yeah.
I, you know, the balance.
Brenda, give me your answer. Right.
I got four words for you,
okay.
Dave Astros.
Okay.
Bears beat Battlestar Galactica.
You can't answer with an office quote.
Okay.
Okay.
Starbuck and Apollo. I mean, come on.
Battlestar Galactica? Really?
Okay. Bears. I'm just saying.
I think we're going to have to revisit this another day, because I don't think we're going to get anywhere today.
I think we got ripped
but
off on
listeners,
that one.
We won't let her off the hook. I mean, they hit the goal, so I think we need to know. But maybe
probably
for now.
Probably the Jetsons. The Jetsons might be better.
Oh,
know?
There
oh,
we
the
go.
Jetsons.
Maybe it's the Jetsons.
Yes. Oh, I'm going Jetsons.
Well, maybe,
I'm with you on that Jetsons. One.
Maybe since we're just about to run out of time, let's ask Father Theo to close us in prayer. Because
oh, thanks
that
for being
is
the grown-up in the room, Sarah. Jeez.
That's what's really important here.
Well, Lord, we just thank you for this wonderful community of faith in the Archdiocese of Portland, and We thank you in advance for reaching our goals and for the week and keeping this ministry alive and strong. And we just ask you, Lord, to hear our prayers for all of those who have asked for our prayers, our families and friends. And we're so connected to each other. We journey to life together, and we thank you for the love and the support that we continue to share with each other. And we ask your blessings upon all that we do for the rest of the day. Help us to serve you, to love you, to feel your hope in our hearts, that we could be a hopeful people, a people of hope and joy, and joyfully witness to the gift of faith and life. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.
That is a joy-filled thank you.
That's the stuff that matters right there. Good stuff.
Oh, well, what an incredible day. Thank you so much. In fact, yeah, we've got some more thank yous. We started off this wonderful day with Father Peter Doe from the Holy Rosary Parish. Chris Blanchard at the Grotto joined us. Of course, Bishop Steiner. What a wonderful time with him. Father Niall O'Riordan, who passed the buck on to Bishop Peter Smith, who got to actually sing Danny Boy for us. Yeah. Kevin Doran, congratulations. 20 years of Sunday commentary. And finally, Father Theo, you bless us with your time today. Where have you been all Share-a-thons long? You are coming back in the fall, or in the spring and in the fall, and then we'll start booking you for 2027 as well. Thank you so much for being with us. We are going to tune out tonight. Calls can still be made online overnight, and we will be back live tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock. Thank you so very much. God bless you.